This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome into the Fan Morning Show. I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap off this week. Jim Colony alongside. Matt Cole producing, keeping everything on the rails as much as he can, given our nonsense back at our Green Tree Studios. As whatever day it is, we move one day closer to Steelers-Ravens on Thursday night. And we do so, Jim, without J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram. Both have been rolled out. They tested positive for COVID. The Ravens banged up black and blue after their OT loss to the Titans at home. It's a short week, but the Steelers dealing with associated bumps and bruises as well. Joe Hayden in and out of that game late down in Jacksonville. Same goes for Juju Smith-Schuster. We tweeted out the video yesterday of the rolled ankle on the penalty flag against a very physical Baltimore secondary. With all the health issues and the short week going into this thing on Thursday night, are we leaning one way or another on how these two teams will be affected by it? Because I think quite obviously, at least in my opinion, it leans toward the Steelers in that there's no Dobbins and there's no Ingram, and this is going to put even more of the game plan on Lamar Jackson's shoulders.
Yeah, and Gus Edwards, I mean, he had a big game against the Steelers last year that didn't help them at the end of the season. If I can lend some clarity to what day it is in terms of the Steelers, how they look at it, yes. If we go by the Zoom videos, okay, this morning is – it's like Thursday because the coordinators who usually speak on Thursday are available this morning.
Okay.
But then we revert to Wednesday at just before noon today when Ben does his Zoom, which he usually does on Wednesdays. And then okay. This afternoon it becomes like a Friday because Hayward and Watt do their Zooms this afternoon after practice, which they usually do on Friday. So, see, we kind of got 3 days of media availabilities rolled into one on the south side.
So you're saying that really, ultimately, days don't mean anything anymore unless you're trying to stitch them together and get your way to Sunday, which in this case is Thursday, and you're trying to get there healthily. I know that's not a word, but you're trying to get there as healthy as possible if you're an NFL team in week 12 of the season, especially if you're a 10-0 team who, knock on wood, has not had to deal with too many huge injury issues outside of the loss of Devin Bush earlier in the year in a multi-week absence for Tyson Alualu. And here we go. You might have to be without Juju, but you're not sure. And I think Matt brought up a very good point this morning on the early morning show about the Steelers' receiving core going against the Ravens' secondary is going to be a physical matchup. Juju is arguably the most physical of the Steelers' wide receivers. Chase Claypool's the biggest, but Juju's the most physical, unless we include Eric Ebron, maybe. Even then, Juju's still probably the most physical of the receiving core. And while I don't feel less confident in spreading the targets out to fewer options if Juju can't go, there is a legitimate question about standing up to the physicality of the Ravens' secondary.
Well, there's a couple other things. If Juju does, let's proceed on the premise here that Juju does not play.
Okay.
But it sounds like Vance McDonald will.
Right.
So that gets him back into the more traditional tight end. And if you want to put a big guy in the slot, well, as you mentioned, there's Ebron. Another thing that I've thought of is that you know who profiles as besides Deontay Johnson, but you know who else profiles as a slot guy, like a small slot guy? Is Ray McCloud.
Ray.
And So if that's a more traditional, smallish slot guy, then you can get more snaps for him. And I wouldn't overlook, I know I've called the, you know, we do the thing on Fridays for who's going to, you know, a guy that you don't necessarily think of. And I've tried James Washington a couple weeks in a row to no avail. He's only caught like one ball, although one was for a touchdown, I think, a few games ago. But that's a guy that, to me, has been underutilized. And if he gets more snaps, you know, I think they're okay. I understand the physicality and the nature of that game. It's Pittsburgh-Baltimore. You know what it's going to be.
Right.
But, you know, I would – if he's like 75% or less, maybe even 80% or less, I wouldn't play him. But that's me. I mean, he's not going to want to sit out, and he's going to do everything
he's not
going to
want to I know he's not going to want to sit out, but I am fully on board with you that if Juju's anything less than like 95%, you don't play him. Short week, everything being what it is, you're 10-0. This is why going 10-0 and having a three-game cushion in the division, three-and-a-half-game cushion, I guess you could call it, with the win over Cleveland in the division is it's a bit of a luxury right now. Now, you're still trying to stay ahead of the Chiefs in the race for the number one seed, so you can't afford to just go preseason style on a game. I get that. But if Juju's, like you said, 70, 75, 80%, I don't know if you necessarily feel like you have to press him into service. I'll say this about Vance McDonald coming back, assuming his participation is a guide for Thursday night and he practices well in the limited amounts of practice they'll have in the next 48 hours, that should help the run game. The one thing about the run game that you could tell was an issue over the last couple of weeks was that McDonald was not in there to help block. Ebron, we know, is not here for his blocking. He's here to catch the ball and to score touchdowns, and he's done that. We'll hear from Eric Ebron just after 9 o'clock. His Zoom call yesterday was very good, just a guy who's really excited to be a Pittsburgh Steeler right now and doing important things for them. But McDonald should help the run game, Jim.
It should. On the Snell touchdown, they had what amounted
Hassenaar.
To three tight ends.
Hassenaar.
And two of them were offensive linemen. Where Hassenauer, he trotted out as a fullback, and then he shifted over to a wing, and inside of him was Gerald Hawkins, who was – so basically they had like three tackles lined up, and they pretty much showed what they were going to do when they did it. And I know Steeler fans would love to see more of that. It should help the running game. I'm kind of done with this whole run game thing for a while. If Ben slings it around – and it's not like he's putting a great deal of strain on his elbow because he only half the time is only throwing it about 10 yards. I'm fine with that. You know, obviously you need to avoid the tip passes and all that other stuff. And Baltimore, here's the funny thing, though. You don't expect to be able to run the ball against the Ravens, do you? And then what if this game turns out to be one where they actually
turns
run for, you know, 150 or something like that?
Yeah, and like I said yesterday, until it costs them a game, I'm not exactly biting my fingernails off worrying about the run game anymore either. It was nice to see it improve a little bit against Jacksonville, but like Mike Tomlin said yesterday, it's a work in progress, and it will be. And how much does it have to be a work in progress if Ben is slinging it around the way he is? To bring it back, though, to what originally got us going, and that's the injuries to, or not injuries, but the absences of Dobbins and Ingram. You point out Gus Edwards had a good game in that Week 17 matchup last year. But Lamar Jackson has been, for the most part, limited by the Steelers in the two opportunities he's had to play against them. And I think this is going to put even more of an onus on him to not just make things happen with his legs. That happens instinctively and naturally for Lamar Jackson. But I do wonder if the Steelers can keep him in the pocket and force him into the mistakes both through the air, and we've seen him fumble the ball before, the kind of mistakes that they've been able to force seemingly everybody into this year.
Well, they managed to get by without Devin. And doesn't it seem to you, by the way, it was like 3 weeks ago that they played the Ravens. For me, it seems like it was months ago. I don't know why.
Yeah. You're right, it does.
I was like, wait, they played earlier this month? I'm like, yeah, they did. And I don't know, it struck me as weird. But everything this year is weird. You know, Spillane was okay the first time they played against him. They gave up 265 yards rushing. That was a, you know, and that's a game where clearly turnovers made the difference in that. And I wouldn't expect Baltimore to run for so many yards, but it's almost, you know, that's why Joe Hayden to me is important, and I think he'll be okay. That you know, trust your DBs, and if you get burnt every once in a while, okay, but make him throw the ball, because when he throws the ball, yeah, eventually bad things are going to happen for him, and good things are going to happen for the Steelers.
Ravens have the 31st overall passing offense in the National Football League. The Steelers have an opportunity on Thursday night.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.